Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. The severity of aortic valve insufficiency may be determined in some instances at the bedside. Most patients with severe aortic valve insufficiency will have a widened pulse pressure, that is a pulse pressure that's greater than one-half the systolic blood pressure, a diastolic blood pressure of less than 40 millimeters mercury, or an Austin-Flint rumble. What you'll hear in the next recording is the murmur of aortic valve insufficiency heard from the left lower sternal border and secondarily at the apex. You'll notice a difference in the murmurs. At the left lower sternal border, the initiation of our recording, you'll hear an early diastolic decrescendo murmur. It's fairly loud. Meanwhile, when we move to the apex, there will be a time distance between hearing the second heart sound and the initiation of the murmur, meaning that it is a mid-diastolic murmur, which is characteristic of the Austin-Flint rumble. With a murmur of mitral valve stenosis. However, there is no opening snap, and the murmur of aortic valve insufficiency at the left sternal border clues us in to the possibility that this is the Austin-Flint rumble of severe aortic valve insufficiency. Podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.